Brilliance Audio presents Taking Minutes of Meetings by Joanna Gutman, performed by Nancy Peterson. Introduction. Minutes are vital to the success of the meeting. Participants rely on them for information on subjects they did not understand or to fill in gaps when they lost concentration. The action points act as a reminder to those who agreed in the heat of the moment, but have since been overtaken by other priorities and would otherwise forget what they were to do. Those who could not attend need an idea of what was decided in their absence. Minutes are also the historical record of the meeting and evidence of the outcomes and actions. At some stage in the future, when the participants have probably moved on and almost certainly forgot what happened at the meeting, an investigation may be held in the light of a negative event. The minutes are the only record of what decisions were made and why, together with how they were implemented. Particularly in the public sector, there is an increasing pressure of governance, and it is vital that, at any time in the near or distant future, an outsider can see from the minutes what was decided, the action that was to be taken to make that decision happen, and the later confirmation that the action was taken, the audit trail. For a role that carries significant responsibility, there is very little support for the minute taker. There is a common misconception that secretaries can take minutes. This seems to stem from two sources. First, the word secretary, as in committee secretary. Secondly, the idea that taking minutes is about speed and secretaries can write fast, particularly if they have shorthand. This perception broadens to anyone in an administrative role. In fact, a secretary is only a little more likely to be trained to take minutes than to be a company secretary. The perception that minute-taking is all about speed is also wrong. Ask someone what they are copy-typing, and they are likely to stop and look at it before answering. Typing does not involve the brain on a conscious level. Shorthand is similar. Speed is only achieved when the brain isn't needed, because the body is using a learned mechanical skill. Whilst fast, legible writing is an advantage for minute takers. What is needed is a combination of good listening skills and confidence to clarify where necessary. The key skill for taking minutes is the ability to listen to the words someone is saying, absorb them, evaluate the manner of the delivery, and identify the speaker's point of view, the message. It is ongoing listening and simultaneous summarizing. Although a good shorthand writer can take down the words and summarize them back in the office, it is a long, drawn-out process, and few can afford the time. Assuming that the minute-taker gets involved in the setting up of the meeting, as many do, there is also the need for good administration skills, particularly in today's world where meetings are often rescheduled, rooms are in short supply, budgets are being cut, and time is at a premium for all concerned. There is a second type of minute taker, people who attend to contribute, but find themselves taking the notes in the absence of administrative support. Although they have the advantages of higher status within the group and a better understanding, they also suffer from the problems of identifying what is relevant and how to note it effectively. They also find it harder to remain objective, as, by definition, they have an interest in the content. In addition, they may not be trained typists and thus find presenting the minutes in a professional style difficult. The people who attend my courses have a range of problems with the role, mainly to do with the issue of what to write or copying in a badly led meeting. Quite a few report sleepless nights before a meeting and feelings of stress before, during, and after it. Few have received any training, and although many have been taking minutes for years, the lack of clear focus and structure for the meetings has made them wonder about the theory behind the practice. Today, meetings are far less structured than in the past, and it is generally felt that there are many more of them, probably far too many. Very few people believe this to be a good thing. The time taken, and often wasted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?